Hey there, listeners. It's Brett Molina. Welcome back to Talking Tech. My co-host Mike Snyder is off today. So it's Tuesday, which means iOS 15 is now out in the wild. Apple rolled out the update to its iPhone operating system on Monday around 1 o'clock Eastern. The arrival precedes the launch of iPhone 13 on September 24th, which, of course, as you know, is available as a standard model in the Mini, the Pro, and the Pro Max. Pre-orders kicked off last Friday. iOS 15 is going to introduce some big features, including portrait mode for FaceTime, the ability to join FaceTime calls on Android and Windows devices, a focus mode to help you avoid distractions from notifications, and then some other updates to the weather map and the Maps app. There are also some other kind of low-key, under-the-radar updates that I think are still worthwhile, and I think they're worth noting. I write about this on tech.usatoday.com. It's a story called Six Underrated Features in Apple's New iPhone Update. I'm going to go through a couple here. Let's start with Shared With You, which is a new feature that's available across iPhone. It's in Messages, and basically what it does is anytime someone sends you a link or a photo or any kind of piece of content that is sent to you via the Messages app, it will show up automatically in the corresponding app. One thing that happens a lot, my wife will send pictures of my kids, and usually I'll pull them up right within the message tab, and then I'll have to, you know, tap and hold on the photo to be able to save it to my Photos app. Instead, what's going to happen is if you get a photo, it will go automatically to the Photos app. It'll be set up in a special area called Shared For You, and you can go and look at that photo at any time. If you decide you want to have it downloaded on your phone, you can do the same process to save it, but it saves you a step. You don't have to worry about, oh, I saw a cool picture, and I have to crawl through all these messages to find it. It's there waiting for you within Photos. This works on other apps too. If you have a link someone sends you, it goes right to Safari. Safari has a special hub called Shared For You, and you can look up that link that someone sent you. Speaking of Safari, that experience is getting a lot better. I tried it a little bit. There's a lot more organization, but it's also built to be a little more mobile friendly. There's a bottom bar where users can search or manage their tabs. If you use Safari on the iPhone, you notice it's usually at the top. They've done it on the bottom now as a way to allow people to use Safari while one-handed. So if they're just using their left or right hand, they can easily search and type in different websites as needed. You can swipe up to see all open tabs, or you can swipe left to right to cycle between the different tabs that you have open. You can also organize your tabs in groups, which I think is a really nice feature. If you're looking up some specific stuff, you want to keep them grouped up, you can do that. Another nice touch, and I feel like it feels like it's a small thing, but it's a big thing too. You can pull down on the screen to refresh. Before you actually had to tap a refresh icon in the bar. Now you just pull down on the screen and you're all set. One final cool feature that has been added that's kind of under the radar, you can now organize your notes and your reminders within those apps a little bit more easily. They use tags now. So what you can do is you add a hashtag and a category. So it might be something like hashtag work, hashtag family, and notes and reminders will organize those specific to that hashtag. There's also going to be a tag browser so you can search for tags and figure out what notes or reminders you have in each section. There's also custom folders that allow you to organize those notes as well. So lots of stuff that really you haven't seen as much attention on, but I think they're going to help make using your iPhone a lot better, a lot easier. Listeners, let's hear from you. Do you have any comments, questions, or show ideas? Have you downloaded iOS 15 yet? What are your thoughts? Tell me about it on Twitter. I'm at Brett Molina 23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.